This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. The operation allies refugee flights out of Afghanistan during the last week of July will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency, according to the White House. State Department spokesman declined to detail how many Afghans are expected to be among those evacuated in the first flights and where those evacuated will be taken, citing security concerns. President Joe Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to come up with a plan to help evacuate Afghan military helpers ahead of next month's U.S. military withdrawal. Residents in Sydney, Australia will remain under lockdown for another 2 weeks as officials continue to struggle to contain a growing outbreak of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The lockdown was first imposed on June 26th after a Sydney airport limousine driver who had been transporting international air crews tested positive for the variant. More than 800 people have since been infected, including 97 new infections reported Wednesday. Two people have died in the current outbreak in Australia. Australia has been largely successful in containing the spread of COVID-19 through aggressive lockdown efforts, posting just over 30,400 total confirmed cases so far and 912 deaths, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News.